As Jesus passed by, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the customs post. He said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed him. While he was at table in his house, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat with Jesus and his disciples. The Pharisees saw this and said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" He heard this and said, "Those who are well do not need a physician, but the sick do. Go and learn the meaning of the words, 'I desire mercy, not sacrifice. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners.'" The Gospel of the Lord. What was it that caused Matthew to respond to Jesus' invitation so immediately? Had he observed Jesus from a distance and admired him? Had he wondered how his disciples came to be his disciples and wished he could be a disciple too? Or was this encounter the first exposure he had of Jesus, the first encounter? We don't know. Maybe Matthew saw in Jesus perfect acceptance of who Matthew was, a respect for him, and a love that touched Matthew's heart and made him know that being with this Jesus and sharing his life was worth more than his profession as a tax collector and all his possessions. When Jesus goes to Matthew's house for dinner with some friends of Matthew as guests, the Pharisees criticized him for eating with sinners, which was a sign of acceptance. But Jesus tells them that just as the sick need a doctor more than those who are well, he has come to call the sinner, not the righteous, who don't seem to need healing. What does this mean? Has Jesus come for just some of us, only those who are known to be sinners, big fish, so to speak? We know that Jesus did come for all of us, and we are all sinners. It's like the more we are drawn to the light, the more we can see our goodness, but also the more we can see our weaknesses. The closer we are drawn to Jesus and realize God's great love for each of us, the more we see our own ingratitude and self-centeredness that need to be healed. So Jesus came for me. I am in need of his mercy, and I take comfort in the fact that he revealed his love for Matthew in such a way that Matthew was moved to leave everything to follow him. I rejoice that Jesus doesn't expect me to be righteous in order for me to have an intimate relationship with him. But he takes me as I am, and he'll work on me in the everyday events of my life. How do I respond? How do I show my gratitude for God's mercy as demonstrated by Jesus? Maybe the answer is also in today's reading when Matthew tells us that Jesus told the Pharisees to learn the meaning of the words, "I desire mercy, not sacrifice." This was probably a big adjustment for Matthew to experience. I don't suppose mercy was the strong suit for tax collectors. But just as Matthew must have learned from his day-to-day association with Jesus and found his own life changing and his attitudes more in tune with his teachers, we too can change and become more merciful. Each time we show mercy to another by forgiving them, or bearing with their limitations patiently, or reaching out to help someone, each time we show mercy, we are following Jesus. We are accepting the invitation to grow more in our relationship with Him, to be more at one with Him, to be a true disciple. Gracious God, You gave us Jesus to follow, to teach us how to live. Please give us the grace to realize we need our divine physician to heal us. Help us to follow Jesus every day. Make us more aware of Your mercy, and help us to be merciful to others. Amen.